Enjoyed it very much. It's good to have Brother House with us this morning. Brother House is evangelist out of the Joshua Baptist Church in Joshua, Texas. He's been preaching our stewardship conferences for 21 years. He had COVID in January when our conference was happening and could not be here, so we invited him to be here this morning. He asked me what he should preach on. I said, whatever you'd like to.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I would suspect if all we ever do is separate from without being separated unto, we've just become whited sepulchers more than likely. Now, just so you know where I stand, I still believe that ladies ought to dress like ladies. Amen. And I still believe that men ought not. I just want to be sure we understood one another. You know? By the way, while I'm here, the Bible's got a whole lot to say about these effeminate men that are running around. Every once in a while, Facebook just aggravates me to death, but every once in a while I see something that made it worthwhile. I saw the other day a picture of John Wayne. And that, you know John. And over here, it had something with legs and arms and the body and the head and all that. It had all the fixtures of a man, but it had a little tight top on and a little tight shorts on and his hairdo. And underneath it, it said something terrible happened to our society between 1960 and today. It did. Well, I'm not getting anywhere with that, but I enjoyed that part of it anyway. Separated to the glory. You think God gets glory out of that? By the way, whether it be male or female, when we start exposing our body, God's not getting any glory then. That's about somebody else getting it. You say, but Brother House, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the inward man. I know. That's why we ought to look pretty good. Because man sees the outside. That's all they have to go by. Well, I'm going to give that one up then. Number one, life of dedication. Number two, a life separation. Number three, a life consecrated to the service of God. Consecrated. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. It's a pretty simple deal. Paul said this one thing I do. We Christians ought to be a single-minded people. We need to get away from this jack of all trades and if you'll pardon the expression, just be the ace of one thing. And then that is this one thing I do, consecrated to the service of God. That brings us to this thought. If that's what a consecrated life is, what's the problem with that so many don't live it? Well, these are pretty practical things, but I'll just lay them out for you quickly. Number one, probably the major problem with living a consecrated life, folks get saved, get in church, and then get settled down. And they just settle down. You know, they're excited till they hang around us Baptists about 3 weeks and they just settle down like the rest of us. Now, I wonder how many of you have seen in these altars make a commitment, a real commitment. And they're not even here today. I'm not talking about folks that are on vacation. I mean, they're not even here, period. They come and they go, you see. What happened? Well, they used to, but no more. See, Paul, and it's a very real thing. Paul said, let us not be weary in well-doing. You get your eye on the wrong thing, it'll mess you up pretty bad. I would remind you of one profound, simple, everybody knows it true. It's more difficult to stay on the mountain than it is to climb it. Well, you can get someone to explain that one to you. Yeah. Settling down. Then there's the problem of superiority. You tend to get a sense of entitlement, you know, and get to thinking because you're saved and in church now, maybe got an office or teaching or doing something, you're just better than others, and you begin to judge others and get hypocritical. There's a third problem. Not only settling down and superiority, but that, this is a biggie, that self-confidence. I can handle it. I can do it. I can get it done. let me just help you with that. The flesh profiteth nothing. You and I of ourselves can do nothing profitable for God, period. You know, and we get so proud. Some Christians can strut sitting down. They're just so proud of themselves. It's just sad, you see, flesh on parade. And there's a fourth danger that all of us face. I don't care what your spirituality is, and that is growing old. You know, the question here was pretty simple. Who then is willing this day to consecrate the service to the Lord? It's not who is above this age and below this age that's willing to consecrate his service to the Lord. Young people are not excluded, and us old coots are not excluded. It's an amazing thing, you see. Everybody's going to get old if you're fortunate. If you do good, everybody's going to get old. Vance Havner wrote a little devotional book. I would have paid for the title. I did pay for the title and the book. But it's simply entitled, The Lord of What's Left. And he was 80-something at that time, and he wrote in here a little daily thoughts about his past life, and talked about how he wanted the Lord to always be the Lord, even of what's left. So he thought those won't work. Now, that's the introduction. The message now. You're glad for that, aren't you? Look at verse 5, please, and I'll be through. Verse 5. We're going to get biblical consecration explained to us from the Word of God. The last sentence in verse 5, now watch, we're going to do it little by little. Number one, watch your verse. And who then is willing? See, it's back to its act of the will. It's a choice. Who then is willing? See, now I'm going to surprise some of you. This church needs Christians involved in active ministry. It's called workers. And the reason Christians are not working is because they don't choose to. So the question is, who is willing? By the way, all acceptable service to God is willing heart. So who then is willing? Notice a little bit further along. Now watch your verse. Who then is willing to consecrate? Watch now. His service. His service. Not your wife's. Not your husband's. Not your children. Not your parents. But your service. You can't speak for others. And you don't have to answer for others. But you don't have to answer for yourself. It's a great work. Are you willing? Who then is willing to consecrate his service? Watch now, watch your verse. This day, right now, Sunday morning, July, or whatever this is, 17th, somewhere in there. Your service this day, not next week, not when the weather cools down, not when you get all your problems worked out, not when you get your ducks in a row, not when the children are grown and gone, not when you've got more money than you can ever spend, but today. Who then is willing? And if you're sitting here saying, if he thinks he's going to talk me into anything, I don't want to talk you into anything. I would like for me to explain to you why that bothers you, though. Why does it bother you that someone would want to encourage you to consecrate your life to the one who saved you? Why would that bother you? Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day? Watch it now. Here's the capstone: to the Lord. Not to Heritage Baptist Church, not to Pastor Eric Crawford, not to any of that, but to the Lord. And the basic question is, why would you think you are exempt from that? Charles Finney was a renowned preacher of times past. He was a lawyer before he got saved, so there's hope. He was a very successful lawyer. And he got saved, he was called to preach. Years later, they were discussing preaching and so forth. And Charles Finney is quoted as saying, "When I finish a sermon, I expect and want a verdict." I understand that. See, he's a lawyer. He's carried men to trials. Everything he said and done is to bring one thing, a verdict that is right and proper and true. That's really all that's being asked of you in verse 5 here, is a verdict. Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Are you willing or not willing? Your choice. See, the criminal doesn't have a choice when truth is presented. He's going to jail. You and I can hear truth all our life and never respond to it, and never react to it, and never answer it. So the simple question this morning is, who then is willing? Moments, days, hands, feet, voice, lips, silver, gold, I will, my love, who's willing? Be the greatest thing you ever did would be to respond properly to the Word of God. Would you bow your head, please? Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Christians are praying. I wonder, before I pray, heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I wonder if there's someone sitting here, and over and over and over, service after service, God has dealt with you about living a consecrated life, about surrendering your life to this one thing for the Lord, and you've not done it. You ought to do that today. If you're here as a guest today and God's dealing with you about moving your membership, you ought to do that today. You're here and you've never been saved. This is the day of salvation. You ought to come. Father, thank you for your word. Bless it now. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.